Let us pray.
Covenant keeping God, we thank you for your presence with us this morning. We ask, O Lord, that you will speak with us. We ask that your words will bring blessing and will bring salvation. And we restore each of our homes that may be going through any challenge today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Praise the Lord. Can I specially invite Mr. and Mrs. Akpan and Mr. and Mrs. Fashola to please come to the front here? It's not a coincidence that God wants the two of you and these new homes, this new journey that you are starting, to be started not only yesterday, but to continue even in Thanksgiving in a very special way today. So please just take the front row here, because God is building a great home with you and your home will be blessed. No, just take a seat there. Take a seat there. Where is Mayowa and Mercy? Okay. Yeah, okay. You're welcome. Please take your seat. Are they not beautiful? We thank God. We thank God. Now, listen. If somebody says to you that it is roomy, it has leather interior, a Formica dashboard, alloy wheels, powerful moonroof, automatic temperature control, automatic gear stick, you immediately know that the person is talking of a car. You can even begin to say a particular model. Brother Bode is already saying Bugatti. And you can almost immediately begin to imagine or to expect certain behavior, certain functionality, certain performance from such a car. Brethren, a designer puts various parts of a system together with the expectation of a specific behavior of the system or machine. When they put those parts, those things together in a car, certain behavior, certain functionality, certain performance is expected. So when God created the institution called family, he gave special instructions. To every member of that family, God gave the order, the rule of behavior for that institution that is called family. We, fathers, mothers, children, youths in the family, we receive special instructions, special rules of behavior, because we are the parts of that system that is called family. Go with me to Ephesians 5, 22. And it's a very long one. I will read from verse 22 to chapter 6 and verse 4. New King James. It says, wife, submit to your own husband as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and is the savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband in everything. Husbands, love your wife, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself to her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. 27, that he might present her to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own body. He who loves his wives loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. Verse 30. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his family and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. 6:1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord. May God bless the reading of his words. These are clear instructions for the lifetime of a family. Husbands who later becomes father, wives who later become mothers, these people becomes grandparents, and also even children who later become youths and then becomes wives and become husbands, later becomes father and grandparents. In this passage that we have read, and in other parts of the Bible, you will see the key behavioral element of a family as designed by God. You will see the order. You will see the instruction that has been given to each and everyone. I am sure in the sermon yesterday, this was read to you. This was even described to you. Very clear. Because the way God has created those parts, and if they behave that way, the result is excellence. The result is victory. The result is joy. The result is fruitfulness. Your marriage will be fruitful. I say your marriages will be fruitful. Your home will experience excellence. Yes, there will be challenges, but you will have victory. You will have favor. The grace of God will follow you. In the model, you will see holiness. You will see understanding. You will see wisdom. You will see innocence. You will see forgiving. You will see exemplary. You will see being supportive. You will see being dependable. You will see believing each other. You will see affinity. And you will see being noble. There may be other behaviors that you will notice in that passage if you read it and reflect on it. But this 11, like a football team, I like them very much. As I was reflecting on it, the Holy Spirit showed me all these 11. That these are the ideals. These are the rules for functionality of a family. These are the elements that are into what we call the God's model for a family. So if you are interested in the title for this message of God to you today, it is the God's model. The model that God had designed for a family. These are the key descriptions. And this is what describes a Christian home. This is what describes a Christian home. Let us talk briefly about these elements. These 11 traits. These 11 behavioral patterns of a Christian home. of a God's model. I will later disclose to you what the Holy Spirit taught me about the great mystery of a family. That is what you have in verse 32. Number one is holiness. In the family, and even out there in the market, God expects us to be righteous, expects us to be clean, not to be unclean. Ezekiel 44:23. In Isaiah 35:8, we are encouraged to walk and walk on the highway of holiness. The Message version of Isaiah 35:8 says, there will be a highway called the Holy Road. No one rude or rebellious is permitted on this road. It is for God's people exclusively. It is impossible to get lost on this road. Not even fools can get lost on it. That's what the highway of holiness. Your family will not be lost. You and all members of your households, if you walk in the highway of holiness, you will not get lost. You will always be fruitful. You will be favored in the mighty name of Jesus. Number two is understanding. Being understanding means being sympathetically appreciative of the other person's feelings. Being sympathetically appreciative of the other person's feeling. Being kind. Being considerate. To be understanding is to comprehend and tolerate others. You heard when the pastor was telling Brother Mike and Sister Shade, where is your tolerance? That is what understanding means. This is key in marriage. Because there is no way that you will not offend each other. There is no way that even if you are a medical doctor, like Sister Daramola, you will be able to gauge without being told the mental health of each other. But if you are understanding, even from utterances, particularly when the person removes the mask, you will then be able to relate to each other. And then there will be no crisis. Number three is wisdom. I'm going through all of this very quickly because these are things you hear on a daily basis. These are things that should just be said with few words and will germinate in your mind because you will also reflect on it. Wisdom. God encourages us to deal with each other in wisdom. He endows each and every one of us with divine wisdom. And all we need to do is to allow wise counsel, wise communication to rule in our homes and in our affairs as a family. If you go to James 3:17, King James Version says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, then gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy, and more so full of good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. That's what wisdom brings. That's what wisdom brings. Wisdom is not the preserve of the father. And at times that's what we do at the beginning of the home. We say, I am the head. I am the one that should give orders here. I am the one that should decide things here. Mothers are also wise. Wives are also wise. Even children can have fruitful ideas and contributions. Wisdom should be easily shared, nurtured, in the family. Because why? It leads to good fruits. The Bible tells us it leads to good fruits. It leads to peace. It leads to harmony in the house. Wisdom is very important. Remember the Tsunammite woman who suggested to her husband that they should make an extra room for this man of God, who every time he comes to their village, they make sure they give him food. And then they said, look, the wife said, let's create for him a place where he could rest. The husband did not say no. Some husband would have said, what are you trying to do? And just that brought favor, brought grace, brought blessings. In fact, brought resurrection of life into that family. Wisdom is the principal thing. The next one is supportive. The Bible says one shall chase 1,000 and two shall chase 10,000. Supporting each other is essential. It ensures positive results and it brings more blessings that all members of the household will enjoy. The blessings that comes when you support each other, husband supporting wives, wives supporting husbands, children being supportive of their parents, it's like you are planting now to harvest later. It's not just the work of one person. You support each other. You support each other. I've said it before in this church. At the early stage of my marriage, even my wife was exceedingly supportive. That was the era when Nigeria was not like this. Those who are in the medical field, particularly those who are in nursing, even during training, they pay them money. That money, as soon as my wife collects it as a girlfriend, half of it is given to me. To not support myself only, to even support my family. Today, is she not enjoying it? Reverend, you said yes, so that is the way it is. When you support each other, it is for the future. When you support your children, you are building your heritage. You are building your future. As you lay your bed, so you will lay on it. You strengthen your spouse, there will be a period when you may have to rely on that side. You support your husband, you will be the greatest beneficiary of that. Let me quickly move to the next one. Innocent. To be innocent is to be uncorrupted, to be untainted with evil or unpleasant emotion. It is to be sinless. Sin is a barrier to blessings in a marriage. Adultery is an abomination. It must be clear that fruitfulness, excellence will be a difficult thing to achieve where in a family sin resides. God abhors it. There is no way favor, there is no way grace will abound. Need I say more? Believing is the next one. believe each other, trust each other, do not second guess, especially men, do not listen to third parties. That was my thought before, that it is only men that listens to third party. Until I watched these children to this play, and I saw that even women, they speak and they give red card. I thought it's only men that can give orange and red card. Now they were encouraging Sister Shade to also give red card. And as soon as Sister Shade left, they said, then let her move her so that I can move in. That's what you do when you don't trust each other and you go out to listen to third parties. The Bible has already said the two of you has become one. And the only third person that is within you is God. You bring in other individuals, you create a problem. When it comes to your children, let them know from the beginning, as they are growing up, that it is whatever they tell you that you will believe. And therefore, it should always be the truth. And there should be no falsehood. Make that very clear to them. Because believing is a very strong behavioral element of trust that God wants to put in every family. Forgiving. Forgiving. How many times did the Bible say we should forgive? The pastor asked the two of them, where is forgiving? There is no way you will not offend each other. There is no way that a food that is sweet every other time will not, for one way or the other, be salty, be peppery, too much water. Like pastor will say, and forgive. Because it is the child that washes plates, that breaks plates. The child that does not wash plates does not break any plates. And is such a child acceptable? No. So it is your wife that cooks for you, that someday it will be very sweet, some days. One way or the other, she may say things, you may say things, the husband may say things that you don't like. Forgive. A forgiving heart is a positive one. A forgiving heart harbors no hatred, harbors no evil. Affinity. I like affinity. I like closeness of a family. You see, family is number one after God. Your loyalty, your dedication, your commitment to family can only be second to God, but first to any other person. Family is paramount because family is your rock. Family is your refuge. Family is your children. Every other person may discountenance you. At the end of the day, you run to your fortress, which is your family. That is greater for you as a system, a coping system, a mitigation system, than any other system. That is God's arrangement. That is God's instruction. Your immediate family is your strength. It is your rock. Rely on your family. Also, defend your family. Defend your family. Yes, when it comes to outside aggression, outside issues, stay by your family. Inside, you can lock the door and treat each other. You can give special seminar. When they are still very young, you should not spare the rod. But outside, defend your family. Do not sell your family for peanuts. Mata ile lopo. Don't. Next one is exemplary. Parents must be example to their children. Brother Olumide just described it. Children learn more from what they see you do than from what we say. Even spouses influence each other. If you say, Brother Olumide Ramola is now looking like sister, oh, it should not be the other way because Olumide is my brother. The wife is my sister's sister. Or is my wife's sister. So it is that Fumi is now looking like Olumide. If you say that, what do you say between myself and my wife? We are twins. Over time, we grew. But more importantly, and ask Brabayo, my wife now knows more about football than I do. You know what they call VAR? When they are playing football and somebody scores or something and they say they want to go and check it on the screen. Before they check, my wife will tell you offside, Nikole Wole, that goal will be allowed. Spouse influence each other. But it comes out of close affinity. It comes out of a good relationship. It comes out of exemplary behavior. Exemplary behavior is key in the home. Noble. To be noble is having or showing the personal qualities or high moral principles. That's why we talk about the virtuous woman, the noble man. You have to train your children, because that's God's instruction. Train your children in these principles of life. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there are any virtues, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. I won't say more. Last behavior is dependable. Be dependable. As father, as mother, as children, as youth, be dependable. It means for men, for women, for mothers, for fathers, be a provider. Be hardworking and fend for your family, particularly in these hard times. Yes, provide resources. But not only resources, provide time. Provide good words. Provide great advice. Lend a helping hand. For men, it is when you do that, that behind you they will say, ah, I want Babani. I'm sure you know the story. I don't have much time, I will have told you. I want my money. I want Babani. You must be dependable. And that's why I encourage men, please attend the program Men in Charge Part 2 on November 4, where we as men can rub on each other, can support each other, can advise each other, can work with each other on how to manage these difficult times. Wives, encourage your husbands to attend. It's for men only, because we know that you women also have your own. But the men in this church must be dependable men. They must be men indeed. Such as women in this church are also women indeed. They are virtuous women. So the men should also be that, because that is what God's instruction is in the family. Now, let me quickly and end with the mystery of God's model for the family. the mystery of God's model for the family. All the attributes that I have described, holiness, understanding, wisdom, being supportive, being innocent, believing, forgiving, affinity, nobility, and being dependable. Those 11, I didn't put EO, those 11 are the behavior and the instruction that God has given in God's model of a family. Now, if you take the W, the Y, I, the F, and the E, it is wife. If you take the remaining words, it is husband. So, the Holy Spirit had told me that this is why the husband shall leave his parents and cling on to his wife. This is why God created the wife, so that he can help the man to meet the God's model behavior for a successful home. Because what? Wife means wise in communication, innocent in character, forgiving in conflict, and exemplary in care. Exemplary in care. Why husband means holy, understanding, supportive, believing, accepting, which we call affinity, noble, and dependable. The two added together is the grand model that God had used to put families together. Put those parts in, but these are the ways they will behave. With that behavior, you can only be successful. You can only be fruitful. You can only move from heights to heights. Let me quickly illustrate it with a case of Isaac, Rebecca, Jacob, and Esau. That special family in the Bible. You know, it was the prayer of Isaac that made Rebecca got pregnant. If you look at Genesis 25, verse 21, the Bible says Isaac prayed and the wife conceived. But it is the intuition of Rebecca and the revelation from God that you find in Genesis 25, 22 that made Rebecca know that the two boys in her are going to be rivals. One is going to be more prosperous, but the other is going to be fighting him. It was only Rebecca that God revealed that to. So when these two boys grew up, and at the point in time, Isaac now decided that he was going to bless Esau, he was doing that because Esau was the eldest. Esau was the aggressive type, and so he likes him, and he said he was going to bless him. Rebecca likes Jacob because Jacob is the gentle one, the easier one, and more like her. That's why she played the game. That was Old Testament. When God gave us the new covenant, we should not behave like that. We should avoid what? Sibling rivalry. The father and the mother should have talked. Rebecca should have told Isaac that this is what God has said about these children. That's why it is very important to communicate in the homes. Don't keep any secret. God will reveal things to you. Tell your husband. Let your husband put it in prayer. The two of you agree on how to raise the children, because it is the two of you that should come together. in your behavior. That is God's model. That is God's model. Now, let me quickly end with saying, if this is the model, if this is the behavior, and for whatever reason, we are falling short of it today, how do we strengthen this model? Whether it's a Bugatti, or it's a Avalon, or it is a Maserati, or whatever. I don't know names of cars anymore, because with fuel at 6.25, with diesel at whatever price, with foreign exchange at 1,100, we had better. At a point in time, you need to take it to the garage for service. You need to constantly service it so that it can continue to yield true. And that's why there are two things that you need to do to service your family model, to service your family system, to service God's model, and make sure that it remains at the highest level of behavior. One, love God. Love God, because He's the designer. Love Him, because His own interest is the success of His product. So if you love Him, He will show you all of the things that you need to do at any point in time. And so number two is ask God for guidance. Ask the designer for guidance. Ask the designer for direction. Not only when there is a problem, but at all times, so that He can reveal to you. My wife never complained when I would drop her and the children in front of the church at Samunda. Oh, okay, Mrs. Kolade is here in church today, so she knows this story very well. I would drop her in church, and I would go on Sunday to the football field in UI to play. She never complained. She went to the designer. She asked the designer, "You created this man. Direct his paths. Touch his heart." And God answered. And I'm here today. Let us pray. God, give us Christian home. Pastor. Reverend.
Thine caring quest strives to show all us your ways best. Homes where the Lord is an honored guest. God, give